That's it. It's Wednesday, and she's Wit. Hey, Wit.
Yeah.
How are you? Hello. Everybody get ready for the energy infusion, because that's what she brings, because she's just a live wire of good energy for the world, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you don't want to say that about yourself, but I'll say it.
Well, you give me the best intro ever, and that little... intro that y'all created is just so great. And I love how it goes sometimes on Wednesdays, but it is so great to be back with you, John, and to be back with the listeners, because it is Wednesdays and I am Wit.
And you are. And there is a long list of events. Let's put it that way. Do you want to go in chronological order? Because I was looking
You do what you want to do.
Come on.
Well, you know, I am just so excited because this week we entered into our mid-run with our new season.
Yeah.
And so we launched Courage Chapters, which is episode 2, but we always debut first in Chicago. And so it has not hit the nation. It won't until Saturday. But it was such this, I would say, breath of fresh air, because we talked about things that I had never heard of until we interviewed Kristen Dahlgren. And so when this released, it was interesting because I like to watch with my family. And it was so cute because my kid said, wait, Mom, we've heard about cancer, but you're talking about cancer vaccines on this show. I said, you are right, kiddos. This is something very groundbreaking and very new. And Kristen Dahlgren is a familiar face to television. She was on NBC Nightly News, and when I saw she was transitioning to leave her big platform because she had been impacted by breast cancer to go and really get behind these cancer vaccines, it was something else. So this interview is something that I am so encouraged and excited for the nation to see, but in Chicago, it already hit. So check your DVR or you could stream it because that is out.
Yeah, I was looking at you on Instagram. And you mentioned it, and I went, cancer vaccine? That sounds like a really good thing, but I had not heard of it before.
It's amazing in so many ways, and it needs attention. It needs people to understand what they're trying to accomplish. It's very layered right now, and we get into that in the interview, but it is so encouraging. Because as a mom of 9-year-old twins, with one being a girl and one being a boy, knowing how many friends of mine and circles and breast cancer and all this stuff, that there's a cancer vaccine that's really targeting that, but it's also going after different types of cancer as well. And so I was just over the moon after that interview. So to release it and then to see how her story was full circle with even a childhood best friend being one of the first big donors for the research. That's huge.
Yeah.
And so we really need people to understand what's at hand. And is one of those things that growing up in the early 90s for me, when we heard cancer, we're like, well, that stinks. There's no end to it. Where now there are people saying, hey, potentially we have some solutions. So it's a really great interview. And like I said, we do release here first. So I got to watch it in Chicago on Lakeshore PBS on Monday, which was so much fun. I love our local market. And then knowing that it hits the nation on Saturday. And speaking of like hitting the nation, I get to go out and meet my syndicator for World Channel tomorrow. I'm actually flying out to Boston in the morning because World Channel is based out in Boston. And so I get to go meet them tomorrow and say a big old thank you for airing us around the nation at the same time on World Channel.
That is very cool. Yes, progress. That's right.
Yeah.
Go talk to the syndicator. That's it.
Yeah. I know. So, well, I would consider him a friend. I mean, technically it is syndication,
right.
But I'm very excited because they believe in the Whitney Reynolds Show and wanting to be the strongest voice of hope in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
It does take people like what I was saying with the cancer vaccine to get behind the mission and move it forward.
So what else? Do we want to get to some of these
events? Yeah, so I want
events that you get all ducked out for?
Well, let's get to the event in a minute, but I want to go back to a few weeks ago, like 10 days ago, we taped with a live audience in Chicago. So our whole season 11 is with a live audience. It was truly incredible. And it also includes our crossover that's going to hit WGN TV on December 7th. So I'm really excited about that. So I want people to remember, like, not only are we on PBS, but we're doing these aggressive crossovers where we take our content, which Whitney Reynolds Media owns, and place it on other networks. And we got to do that with a live audience at CineCity. It was a few weeks ago. And for anybody listening that wants to know more about the show and sit in our audience, our goal is to be the safest place for stories and to inspire hope. And so we want you to join us, and we're going to keep doing those, which is really exciting.
It's 7:15, and we'll do more on Wednesdays with Wit when we come back on 720 WGN. You know, I had that for a while, and I lost it. And obviously, I found it, because that's really cool, by the way.
We won a video award for that. It was an original song written by my friend. He actually just sang the Star Spangled Banner at a game this week. But no, he's since become a friend. He was first an interview. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very rare that my staff can pull something over without me knowing, because when you own a show, host it, and executive produce it, that's kind of hard.
Yeah.
And he surprised me with an original theme song, Cray Reap. He's known from The Voice, and it really was so touching and has, I think, boosted the whole look of the show, to be frank, because it starts everything off and it is encompassing the mission.
Yeah, and I'm so glad I found it in my computer, so I can get it back on the air.
Way to go.
We're doing Wednesdays with Whitney Reynolds, host of The Whitney Reynolds Show, and one of the main people who travels around this town, offering her services to just about every charitable event there is. Shall you or I expound?
Well, you know, it's interesting because someone was saying that there was this unfortunate picture of me on my Wikipedia page, and I said, oh my God. What do we even do? Well, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't what we would use as a headshot. But it was interesting because when I was diving into Wikipedia more about something you really can't control, because it's not, you can't submit about yourself.
Yeah.
I saw that it calls me a philanthropist, and it was one of the moments of, wow, you know, I love, love, love my nonprofits, and I love giving back. In fact, I think my goal is, as I age, that we are one of the strongest families of giving back in Chicago that people know of. But it was really weird to see that philanthropist name next to me. But I love using my voice, my talent, and my finances to give back in big ways. And so, yeah, there's so many good things going on in the city. I also have to say, if you think this is really busy with what's going on in Chicago, with me emceeing or being on the scene, you should have seen me in my 20s, John. Before I had kids, I was just burning and churning.
Oh my God. I can't even envision it.
It's true. So now, well,
I believe it.
Now we take on a few very special ones. And when we can't go to one, we're able to get back in other ways. But we do have some amazing things coming up, but before I get into what's coming up, I want to go back to what happened last week, because our city, not a lot of things have been painted very pretty on some news things, and I want to make sure that people know that, yes, one, I live in the city, my tape in the city, but there are beautiful things happening in Chicago, folks. It's amazing. I participated in Chicago Fashion Week. I was honored to get to walk at the Union Station Fashion Show. I walked with Lauren Line, and she is a local designer. She also was in Paris for Paris Fashion Week. Like, we have so much talent here in Chicago. And the funny thing about Lauren, because I would consider her a friend now, she loves to give me a bird. In fact, like, I've had a stuffed bird for every time I've walked with her. It's obviously a faux bird, so don't worry, guys. It's not like an old bird that was stuffed, but it is so funny. So I was walking in this awesome outfit by this local designer, and with a bird in tow in the bag. Yeah. And it was so cool, because as the hustle and bustle of Union Station was going on, here we are in Chicago doing amazing things, featuring art and bringing people together.
Well, you know, I saw some pictures of you at that event, and I got to say, if somebody wants somebody to model their clothes, get a hold of Whitney, because you look pretty darn good there, I have to say. In a fashion sense, of course.
I feel like you have to say that because on Wednesdays, I'm kind of your co-host on this first block.
Yes, right.
But it is really fun to be 5'1" and get out model.
Exactly.
It's kind of unique, you know? So I put on a different hat and I'm like, here we go. Let's do it. And to know that it really is featuring and uplifting the local art that we have here is truly incredible. And so I have to champion Lauren Line. There were so many other people that participated in Chicago Fashion Week outside of the Union Station event. There were so many things going on, and I love that it was here at home and that people attended and know that good things still exist here.
So what about the March of Dimes event? Can you talk about that?
Yes, I am honored to MC this event on November 14th. The March of Dimes will host its signature chef feeding motherhood event at the Radisson Blue. They bring about 400 people together for this event. And what I learned, and I talked about earlier today with their team, because I was wanting to know more about the program, I remember being a kid in the 90s in Oklahoma and filling up this little booklet with dimes. I don't know how many of our listeners remember that. Yes.
I absolutely remember that. Yeah.
And originally the March of Dimes was created by one of our presidents to eradicate polio, and they accomplished that. They created the vaccine. They did all that. And then they wanted to keep going. And so I love whenever sometimes you know this big name, but then they redirect their vision and can do even more. So they're helping our youngest fighters, our NICU babies. They are helping parents that experience either loss or preventative loss as they are going into motherhood and parenthood. And so I'm really excited for this event because they are really on target. They have this major goal for 2038. And so I'm excited because I was able to talk with the local chapter about what they're doing, how they want to achieve it. And they're kind of taking a different approach on a gala. They are having stations with signature chefs all around. And, you know, I have to say, I love Chicago because you can literally try a new restaurant with a very unique flavor and taste and chef in any corner of our city. And so they're bringing people together for that. And so that's up on November 14th.
Sounds like a very good time and a very great cause, I might add. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And they said to wear purple. So I took
purple.
And purple's one of my, since I had twins with pink and blue making purple, purple's become one of my favorite colors. So I'm going to be very on point for that evening.
Well, I certainly have nothing against purple. I can tell you that right now. How about the women
The Women Entrepreneurs Global
Tent.
It is a mouthful, and they appreciate it. The WEG with two G's is their 10th anniversary gala. I am also going to be emceeing this event. And what I love about this group is it started out of a need, and it was a need to help women advance in a global way. So like some of the things outside of this event is they really do cohorts. They help people really vision how their business can be global. And when I was talking with the founder a few weeks ago, it was funny because she was like, Whitney, is the Whitney Reynolds Show global? And it kind of got me scratching my head. I was like, you know, no, we really focused on national. We went national in 2021. And she like realigned this vision for me. And I was like, wow, if she can do this for me in one call, imagine what she can do for women. So the Women Entrepreneurs GrowGlobal.org has the tickets. It's coming up November 6th. And it's a decade of celebration of helping women advance their business. I do know some men are going to be there too. So if there's listeners that are men that want to come, and it's going to be a great night and really just a way for maybe new people that want to understand business and networking to get together.
Yeah, that's always been one of the great events. And certainly the male representatives should show up because there's no reason not to. And the food's going to be awesome. Let's face it. Come on.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, the Service Club, which I am a member of, and they do so many amazing things in our city where they give out grants, but not grants in money. They give grants out in tangible items to so many nonprofits. I looked at the list of who we touched last year. It was truly incredible. And they have their Wicked for Good Gala This weekend, there's still a few tickets left. If you go to the Service Club of Chicago, you can find a few. You'll have to squeeze in because it is this Saturday. And they have major, major things planned for that night. Not only is it going to be a gala where you learn about the mission, which is always like center for me, but they will have surprise performances. And it's going to be a great night to raise money for all the nonprofits that apply for these grants in Chicago.
Yeah, and she's going to be at all of them because that's the way Whitney Reynolds is. Whitney, thank you for being with us on another exciting Wednesdays with Whit. I look forward to the next one.
Absolutely, John. Me too.
All righty. Whitney Reynolds at 720 WGN with John Landecker. Coming up, we pivot to Paul Pabst, who is the WGN radio sports correspondent and producer of the Dan Patrick Show. And the John Landecker Pick'em Pool is about ready to take to the airwaves, where we see how we did in our picks with previous NFL games and, well, decide on who we're going to pick for the ones that are coming up. That's coming up next. But I want to throw something else out here while I got a little bit of time. You know, I've been doing this Sunshine, Lollipop, and Rainbow newscast bit. Nothing bad ever happens about 9:35. I have to tell you that there is going to be a story tonight, unlike anyone that we really have ever had. And I think it is one of the most touching stories you'll ever hear. Just to put that out there, coming up later. It's the bottom of the hour. Time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.